Fair. A clip from the movie Dazed and Confused. I think that was Sean Penn. And we concluded with Deep Purple's title track from their Fireball album. Backing me up right now is another selection from this 1998 CD, Nature Selects Enhanced with Music Sampler. This is Ocean Relaxing Surf. So, the next piece that you're going to be hearing is the entirety of Wendy Carlos's Fall, taken after Vivaldi, and the treatments that I've got going in this for you are the pitch bending, as I said, down an octave and then all the way up, 9 semitones higher than the original at the end. And I've added a whole bunch of cavernous reverb to this mix as well. And the sounds are going to get pretty weird. The intro ocean waves that you're going to be hearing, not these ones, sound more like they're lapping against the walls of, I don't know, the Grand Canyon. And the crackling fire embers of the original become a kind of explosive percussion when they're slowed down. And the seagulls, they sound like, I don't know, some sort of screaming dinosaur birds. So let's start the segue with that going on here. So yeah, now we're hearing the beginning of Wendy Carlos's Fall. And these are the ocean waves from her piece. And they're beginning to go down in pitch. Like I said, everything, every note is either going down or up. But these are nature sounds, so they don't sound quite weird yet. Although this cavernous reverb, when do you hear reverb with ocean waves? There are only a few places in the world where that's going to happen. And it's not going to be like a cavern quite like this. So, listen, where are we? What's going on? It's fall by the ocean. And I can't. Somewhere. Here on WMFO. In that tough experiment. That was Wendy Carlos's epic fall.
If all happens, you'll be as all right as Jesse Jackson after a Democratic presidential victory.
Pitch bent. Some really crazy stuff. And now we have segued into our final set. This is Blackmore's Night once again. All the fun of the fair. Here for you.
Like this before.
We'll be right back. The Battle of Fallen Timbers in August 1794 was a decisive victory for the new American government, and one that was fought right here in Ohio. Hi, I'm Linda Goodwin, and this is the Ohio Outdoor Notebook. The battle took place in a forest near modern-day Toledo. A storm had knocked down many trees in the area, giving rise to the name Fallen Timbers. General Mad Anthony Wayne and the U.S. Army attacked a confederacy of Native Americans led by Blue Jacket and Little Turtle. The Native Americans were allied with the British, who never showed up to help out their friends. The victory at Fallen Timbers not only ended British influence in the region,
it opened up parts of Ohio, Indiana, Illinois, Wisconsin, and Michigan for settlement.
The actual Fallen Timbers battleground is now part of Toledo Metro Park. This is a public service of the Ohio Department of Natural Resources and this station.
Wasn't that pretty weird? Yeah, the British soldiers never came to help out their friends. So right now, we're listening to Bill Evans, and this is Autumn Leaves, and this is my pitch bent down, then up and higher. Pitch shifted, pitch bent version. It's gonna get weird. Trust me.
Thank you. does my kid seem like a bunch of kangaroos?
Bye.
You've been listening to the Tears of the Gods sound collage, only here on WMFO in Medford. Tufts, freeform, community, non-commercial, and even sometimes experimental radio. As we've been doing this evening with my theme of autumn falling down in pitch and then rising even higher. We began that last set with our final selection from our featured album from the band Blackmore's Night, founded by Deep Purple co-founder and Rainbow founder Richie Blackmore, their Autumn Sky album. That song was called All the Fun of the Fair. And then Deep Purple with Space Truckin' from their Machine Head album, followed by another pitch-bent public service message from the Ohio Outdoor Notebook, The Battle of Fallen Timber. And then it was